Dear esteemed partners, dear excellencies, it's a pleasure being today and to give you an update on humanitarian demining, on lessons that we have learned during the last 2.5 years. And these lessons, from our perspective, can be a valuable foundation for change, not only in Ukraine, but globally. And none of this would have been possible without the Slovenia side. So this year we have signed agreement between Ukraine and Slovenia. Slovenia donated us 1.5 million euro for a state emergency service, and this gave us an opportunity to buy heavy-tire pyrotechnic machine, 4 trucks, and light pyrotechnic vehicle, Kozak. It's good to know that Kozak, actually, it's Ukrainian-produced machine. For me, like a minister of economy, it's very important to incentivize production within the country and incentivize consumption of the Ukrainian goods. To see how these efforts are important, let me just give you a brief understanding that in 2022, when the large-scale invasion has started, we have 174,000 square kilometers, like a potentially contaminated area. To put it into perspective, I just can repeat that it's equivalent of more than 7 Slovenia, I suppose even more. So, and our joint efforts made a huge milestone. 35,000 square kilometers were returned to productive use. I would say that when our partners look at the resources that we have at the beginning of large-scale invasion, I just want to remind you that it was zero machines for the mining, and we had just 1,500 deminers on the ground. And I remember perfectly well that when Washington Post made an article that it would take Ukraine 720 years to clear our land. Now, of course, our president, we don't have this 700 years. I think that what we're trying to do is to use innovative technologies, and we're trying to change the mindset of the operators to find a way how we can clear this land and to return it to productive use more faster. So our objective for now is to return to productive use 80% of potentially contaminated land in 10 years. Achieving this goal is only possible through systemic actions and strategic approach. So this year we have adopted and we start to implement mine action strategy. The mine action strategy has 3 very specific goals. You might see it on the screen. So the core is to protect people and restore safety in community. Second one, it's ensuring the land is returned to productive use. And the third one, it's ensuring effective mine action system management. Of course, it's a very high level goals. So that's why we have implemented a plan for the next 3 years. And the implementation plan will ensure the protection of victim assistance. I think that we can move further. We want to help farmers to return land to productive use, and we have already launched a state program where we, like a government, are going to refund 100% of cost for demining. And we invite partners to join this initiative and support us in extending this program with credit and grant opportunities for farmers and for operators. And of course, we need innovation in non-technical and technical survey, and we are working with AI, so that would help us to prioritize the goals for our government. And of course, we need to localize the mine action equipment. It's obvious, as I said, that we need to incentivize local production and local consumption, and we're looking for the localizing of them. Some global companies, and they have already launched their companies in Ukraine. Second, we're trying to develop our own demining machines, and we're asking our donor and partners to look deeply on Ukrainian market and to see whether it's possible to purchase Ukrainian manufactured goods. And the third one, we already promote the principle support Ukraine with Ukrainian resources. And we already have positive example where UN agency have purchased equipment from Ukraine manufacturers. So why it's important? We cannot always fully assess the real impact of our efforts. I will mention just two numbers. If we don't, I just want to repeat it. So if we don't clear Ukrainian lands of mines, so in 10 years, the number of victims can increase up to 9,000 people. So it means that children that are not born yet, they are under the risks of the explosive orders. And of course, the second number highlights the global impact. Before Russian invasion, Ukraine was feeding 400 million people around the world annually. Therefore, the issue of the mining has no borders. It's a matter of global food security. That's why we must unite our efforts now. Let me be more specific. So we have, as I mentioned, private operators, and we have state operators. So two of them, State Emergency Service, that is under Ministry of Interior Affairs. So this is the needs that they have on the ground. It's 1.1 million estimates. So it's 900 allocated for land demining and nearly 200 for underwater demining. So we will send this presentation to each of you just to give you, I just will give you a brief understanding about the needs on the ground that we have. And also there are specific funding for the second state operator is State Transfer Service. So the total needs is a big one, so it's around 5 million euro, but they particularly required metal detectors, all-terrain vehicles, minivans for transporting personnel. But I want to focus your attention on the next project. So what we figure out during the last 2.5 years, that we need to use AI, we need to use drones with scanners, to be more faster, and it seemed that Ukraine is the most innovative country in Europe for now, and now we see that there are like 30 teams that bring us their innovative ideas, and they want us to help them to finance these ideas. And I think it would be great if we can help, if we can join our efforts over this idea, and we can use this innovative approach and attract talent to the sectors. And the second project, it's about our veterans that want to be returned to economic life. So the idea is to provide them training for the miners, and also mental support, but together with the possibility to be employed in this the miners operator. So this is something from our point of view, that can give us possibility to employ veterans and to provide them with the specific knowledge and training that are that we really need on the ground, on the market. So that's why I will share all this information. I will send it to you, and I would just want to say that once again that we're extremely grateful for the support that you provided us during the last 2.5 years. And we really appreciate it, and I'm confident that coming year will be just as productive in advancing the mining efforts, as Ukraine is still the most contaminated country in the world. And I think that together with joint efforts, we can provide opportunities for Ukrainians to live in a more safety environment. Thank you.